I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And it's a very simple verse. It's a very simple verse that we've heard over and over again probably throughout our life. But I just was reminded of that this morning. Do we have that same desire to not only go to church? Sometimes we might feel like it's a little bit of a drudgery to get up early on a Sunday morning and to get the family ready and get out the door. But are we excited to go to the house of the Lord, to worship God and to fellowship and to be encouraged by fellow believers in Christ? And then there's more to the passage, but toward the bottom of Psalm 122, he prays for peace, and he prays for peace for Jerusalem and for different things. And then in verse 8, he says, he's continuing his prayer, and he says, for my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say peace within thee. And I think it's more than just the absence of turmoil or the absence of, you know, trouble or danger, but rather it's, I think he's praying for a flourishing and a prosperity for those around him as well. It's not just for himself, it's for others also. So do we take time to intercede for each other, to ask God for mercy and grace for another brother or sister in church who maybe is going through hard times or difficult times or whatever, praying for each other, helping each other, and loving each other as well. A few announcements to go over this morning. I don't want to take real long. I'll soon turn it over to Brother John for the message this morning. But if you have your bulletins, most of the announcements that I have are listed out in there this morning. There is small group Bible study Wednesday night, the first Wednesday night of the month. I see there's a note in there about ladies' Bible study, and there's also a baby shower May the 14th. I will assume that the ladies have that all under control. I don't know much about that. There is a note in there as well about the outdoor service, June the 7th, about, I'll say a month from now, June the 7th, which as I understand will be at Honey Run, probably in the gym outdoor there. And I believe that will start at 10 o'clock on that Sunday morning. So you can plan for that. I'm assuming there'll probably be some more details as far as food and other announcements to follow, but just to give you a little bit of a heads up of what's happening. Church cleaning, looks like Dwayne and Emily drew the short straw this week, so they're on for that. Laverne and Rebecca are up next. Some volunteers to contact our missionaries overseas. Could I have one or two volunteers to reach out to Kyle and Blease this next week? Thank you. And for Paul and Darlene, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they are on their way back to Belize today. So they are flying back today. So somebody to reach out to them as well. Thank you. I think there's maybe two different ones there. Very good. And it's an early happy birthday to Dad as well this next week. Wednesday is Dad's birthday, so happy birthday to you as well. And I think, actually, I did miss the most important announcement in the bulletin. There's fellowship meal today. So everyone is invited. If you don't have other plans, feel free to join in with us. There is a fellowship meal in the basement. We'll have prayer for that afterwards. I will open it up for any announcements from you as a congregation this morning.
Just a reminder, if you have not signed up your children yet for Vacation Bible School, the sign-up sheet is still back there. We do plan to take it down today. Of course, if you don't get to it, you can still bring your children. But yeah, encourage you to sign up so we have an idea of how many children there will be. And then also we plan to put up a sign-up sheet next Sunday for people to help teachers and whatever else. So just keep that in mind. And obviously, with the size group we have here, we're going to need people to pitch in and help in order to get the spots filled. So I encourage you to keep that in mind. And
all right. Thank you, Conrad. Anyone else?
For next Sunday evening, there will not be any Sunday evening going on anything next Sunday evening because of Mother's Day. So you can plan something, whatever you want, or if you got a surprise for your wife, or, yeah, go buy our flowers on Saturday at 7 to 7 produce or whatever for you want to do. And, yeah, so you can plan whatever you want to do for next Sunday evening, but I think it looks like there's going to be a meal here next Sunday for Mother's Day. So I'm not sure who's – I think I saw a text or something on the men's group text that somebody's going on taking the lead out on that. So I'm looking forward for next Sunday.
Very good. Thank you, Pete. Anyone else? All right. If not, I do want to say thank you to you as a church for everything you did last weekend in the ordination that we went through. As a leadership team and as a leader in the church, I can say it feels good to know that we have the support of the church and for all that you did to step in and help out. I know some of you volunteered to park cars and Jay's made Sunday lunch, which they wouldn't have had to. And I could probably list on and never get to the end, but thank you to each of you for your support, for your prayers. I do appreciate that very much. I know I heard from different of you and you didn't have to say anything or whatever, but I appreciate all the time and support and the prayers that went in to last weekend to you as a church. I know I heard from numerous different people that they felt very much at home here, and they just sensed a spirit of closeness and togetherness here as a congregation. So that's not me tooting my horn. That's me thanking you for taking it seriously and playing a part in the weekend as well. So obviously blessings to Ryan and Rose as well. I think he gets a little bit of a break before he has to preach, so hopefully he can enjoy that bit of time. So, but again, thank you to you as a church for all that you did. We highly appreciate everything that you did. Why don't you stand? We'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll turn the time over to Brother John for the message. Father God, we thank you for your love and your mercies that are new to us each morning. God, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together to worship and to fellowship and to encourage each other and to learn more about you. God, I just pray for Brother John as he brings us the message this morning. Would you just anoint his lips? Would you just anoint his body and his mind? Give him the words to speak this morning. And whatever message that you've laid on his heart, I pray that he could bring it and that we as a congregation would be open and receptive to your word and that our hearts would be open and we would apply it to our lives, not simply to be challenged or encouraged or whatever it might be, but that we would actually take it and make it a part of our lives and mold it into our hearts, dear God. So I just pray, I invite your presence here in our midst this morning. We pray all these things in your name.